Hi.
Where am I going to put this?
Hello, love. I'm Sarah Powell, and it's still Easter, which is nice. Easter does, you really get your money's worth out of Easter, don't you? It's still going on. I mean, I know Christmas, you know, is the same, but Christmas is a bit more hectic, isn't it? There seems to be, I don't know, a lot more going on. You have to be a lot more different places. Whereas Easter, you can bed in, the weather's getting a bit nicer, you can eat nice things, and then you just have nice time off, which is lovely. So happy Easter Monday, love. I hope that the weekend's been gorgeous. The chocolate that we mentioned, the hot cross bun bacon sandwich. I hope if that's up your alley, it found its way up your alley. That doesn't work at all. That's horrible, isn't it? Oh. But I hope you had a lovely weekend. And I wanted to let you know, and if you're a Parler member already, you'll know this, but if you're not, this may be of interest to you. Elevens is live. Now, if you were with me during lockdown, you may remember Elevens is. That's where it all began. Actually, we would be live together at 11 o'clock twice a week, three times a week. And it really, you know, it pulled me through lockdown. We had a good time together. We would catch up, we'd have a laugh, we'd share celebrations. It was lovely. And we did it live together on Instagram. And then we've kind of done it a little bit since. And then it moved into the Parlour. And then I had Louis. And to be honest, babies, those gorgeous, delicious, lovely, time-zapping babies came along. And I just haven't been able to do it since, but it's coming back. So if you are someone who really loved Elevens Ears and you really miss it, it's back. It is coming back. It's going to be on the first Wednesday of every month, apart from this Wednesday, right? It's going to be next week because of Easter and because of being all over the place. But I just wanted to tell you, in case you were missing it, Elevens Ears is back. You can join the Parlour. Join the Parlour anytime. I cannot tell you how gorgeous it would be to have you. I am in there. There is a brand new post from me every day at 11 o'clock, Monday to Friday. We check in, we share things. It's for you. If you want to celebrate yourself a bit more, the Parlour is for you. It is £2 a month. I cannot tell you how gorgeous it would be to have you. And the link's in, you know, the podcast description there. Come on in, because Elevens is back, and I'd love to have you. Right, have the most gorgeous day. Enjoy the rest of Easter. I love you very much, and I will see you next time for Elevens Ears with me. Hello, love. I'm Sarah Powell, and rather than being in my own back bedroom to talk to you, I'm in June's back bedroom. I'm in June's back bedroom overlooking the garden. It's very cloudy. It's quite damp. Lovely daffodils. Lovely daffodils putting on a show regardless. Now, I'll level with you. I'm very hungry. I haven't had Elevens Ears today, which, as far as I'm concerned, is not only completely off-brand, but actually sacrilegious. I haven't got a cup of tea. And this is because June is cooking. Now, I don't know what it's like if you go to your mum's house and she's cooking a roast dinner, but anybody who is seen eating anything within 4 hours of serving time, it's completely forbidden. I'm 40 years old. I have never spoilt my dinner, right? I never have a problem finishing off, especially with a roast dinner. I mean, no problem. I will not be defeated at all by the roast dinner that June is creating. Though, so we were meant to have the roast dinner yesterday, but can you imagine June's panic when she woke up yesterday morning and realised that she hadn't defrosted the half-price turkey that she'd bought just after Christmas? Can you imagine, as the colour drained from her face and she realised she was going to have to swap her meal plan round? It was going to have to be tarragon chicken instead of the roast, and we would have to have the roast today. So that's what's going on. But because she's in the kitchen cooking, there's no sneaking in for a hot cross bun or a bit of toast, a mini egg. I mean, if she saw anyone eating chocolate right now, I don't know what she'd do. I don't know what the consequences of that would be. So we've just got to wait. I might go and try and make a cup of tea, but it's almost not worth it because I will be in the way. In some sense, whatever I do, even if I pinned myself to the wall and followed around the corner and flicked the kettle, I'd still be in the way at some point. And she's trying to cook a roast. So that's the situation. That's the situation over here today. I'm hiding. I'm talking to you and I'm hungry. Happy Easter. It'll be worth it. It'll be worth it because she's doing the lot. And actually, John's very excited because John didn't get a Christmas dinner, something that he does like to talk about. He didn't get a Christmas dinner this time just gone because he was in between London and being up at Mum's. It just didn't work out. So as far as John's concerned, this is a wrong that's about to be righted. Okay, which I think is adding a little more pressure on June. This is now not just any roast. This is the Christmas roast that John didn't have. So you can imagine, right? You can, tensions are high over here. I really hope that you had the most gorgeous Easter. I hope you weren't hungry. I hope you managed to have 6 meals a day as I normally do. I love you very much and I will see you next time for Elevenses with me. Hello, love. I'm Sarah Powell and I've just had a hot cross bun brownie. I know you thought I was going one way and it took us in a different direction there, didn't it? A hot cross bun brownie. And I have to say, these were homemade by June. They are unbelievable. Right, think brownie, good, squidgy, that's what we want. Lovely, gooey brownie. And then in the top of it, almost like a crumb topping, you've got the hot cross bun. Now, it was mentioned by a few people who aren't that much of a hot cross bun fan. Did it need the topping? We decided it did. Easter, that's what we're doing. But actually, I said, Mum, this is a great brownie recipe. This would stand alone. I'll get the recipe from her and I'll share it in the parlour because I feel we all need that. We need a good brownie recipe. We need a good solid brownie recipe. She said it had a lot of sugar in it and she said that like it was a bad thing. She also, much to my dismay, froze half of the batch. I did manage to find some in a tin that she'd obviously tried to hide, but they were discovered and eaten. I said, oh, it's a shame. Have you not got any more of these? She went, no, in the freezer. It was not suggested that June would be defrosting those. She's earmarked those freezer brownies. Something's coming up, something's happening, and she wants to whip those out from the freezer to impress someone. I've had, and I don't quite know what's happened, I've had a terrible allergic reaction all around my eyes. And I think what it could be is that when I went up to Mum's, I forgot to take any sort of cleanser, which is, you know, I mean, quite fundamental to a skincare routine. I thought there was some in the wash bag. It was only when I arrived, I realised no. So when I got in the shower, I just thought, oh, I'll just wash my face with a bit of body wash. And I think there's something in it that has given me this very weird reaction. So what's happened is my whole eyelids have gone pink. So it just looks like a really unfortunate eyeshadow. I just look very strange. And it sort of came out of absolutely nowhere. Like it didn't come up straight after the shower. It was towards the end of the day. Like we'd had dinner and Mum was like, your eyes all right? And I was like, yeah, fine. And it was only when I looked in the mirror, I was like, oh my gosh, they're not fine. They look completely weird. I love you very much. Thank you so much for listening. It does. When we have chats like this, specifically me telling you about brownies and my eyes doing something odd, I think of this gorgeous lady who came to Betty's last year. We went to Betty's for afternoon tea in the parlour. It was exactly a year ago, almost. It was a year ago on Monday that we went. And I remember she said she was in the car with her husband and her phone was on shuffle or whatever. And an episode of Elevenses came on and they sort of sat there and I was, God, talking about whatever I was banging on about. And her husband just went halfway through. He went, what is this? She was like, oh no, you won't understand, you won't get it. And when I tell you about my allergic reaction to some body wash, that's what I think. I just think of him going, what is this? So thank you. Thank you for listening. I love you very much. And I will see you next time for Elevenses with me. Hello, love. I'm Sarah Powell and I have just had the ears from a lint bunny. You've got to start somewhere. Even though they are very cute and very well formed, at some point you've got to go, look, I need this. I need this lint bunny now. So yeah, I had to snap his ears off, which, I mean, it never feels nice. But then the lint chocolate and I'm like, oh, it's all been worth it. This is what he wanted. This is what he's here for. He's serving his purpose. So we drove back from Mum's, packed all the car up, got Peggy in. Can I just say, I mean, Peggy has had the time of her life. Peggy's had the best Easter of anyone. I just think she's been running around with Ruby, my mum's dog. She's had titbits from the kids left, right and centre. They've all got very into feeding them toast. So she's just beside herself. But you know, as you start to drive back, obviously, you know, within half an hour, Nancy's like, I'm hungry. And I'm like, actually, I could go for something. So you know what you start to do? You start to look at the services like, oh, should we get off at this one? Oh, don't know. It's not got an M&S. No, let's push on. We'll push on. And then you drive to the next one. You're like, Costa. No, come on. We can do better. We can do better. And I always want to make it to the M6 toll because they've got a Leon. They've got a Leon and it's quite new and quite nice. And the thing is on this journey, we don't go past one of those, you know, like the farmer's market ones that you can get now. Is it Gloucester that it's like that? And it's unbelievable. But anyway, we don't go past one of those. So you just kind of, you know, it's your motos. It's your welcome breaks. That's what we're looking at here. Anyway, so we're going along and Louis, who has been asleep, brilliant, up until this point, suddenly wakes up and has two horrible realisations. One, he's also hungry. And two, he's still in the car seat, right? So he's suddenly absolutely livid. So I was like, right, just put on the songs, put on the baby songs, and then we can get to the services. Like that'll just get us to that bit. And so we put them on. So we'd been listening to a podcast or something. Anyway, we put this baby music on. So suddenly you're driving along and you're listening to Bar Bar Black Sheep or whatever. Anyway, the songs were on and it was all right. But, you know, John and I were like, yeah, it's going to be all right. Come on, let's all sing. Nancy, come on, sing along. And Nancy's sort of looking slightly puzzled. And Louis had kind of gone quiet. We realised that when we'd put the podcast on, we'd changed the speakers so it was only on in the front of the car. And now the baby songs were playing mainly just for John and I. Like Nancy was like, what's this? Like leaning in to listen. But yeah, it was just John and I for about 20 minutes who were just really enjoying the baby music because we hadn't shifted the speakers back to the whole car. So that was fun. A good service stop though, Waitrose. Lovely, though not the sandwich selection quite that you might expect. I thought it was slightly limited, but we did really get stuck into the snacks. Great snacks, really great snack selection in Waitrose. And you'll like this. I was going to buy a banana for Louis and I got a whole bunch organic Waitrose bananas, yellow sticker. Even the girl was happy for me as she was putting them through. She was like, yeah, great. I was like, I know. Organic bananas from Waitrose, yellow sticker. She said, yeah, fantastic. Someone had abandoned them as well. They weren't with the bananas. Maybe they'd hidden them. Maybe they were like, I'm just going to go to the loo and I'll come back. I'll get those yellow sticker bananas. But no, I'd swooped in and got them. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for being here. I love you very much. And I will see you next time for Elevenses with me. Hello, love. I'm Sarah Powell, and I've just had an absolutely charming little Elevenses, a lovely plate. Wensleydale, one of my favourites, an apple for good health, and two Ryvita. And I know Ryvita can perhaps make you think of 80s leotards, but actually, I enjoy a Ryvita. I love a Ryvita from time to time. And today was one of those times. So just a terrific snack. I'm sorry it's over. So I completely forgot to tell you about this. So when I was up at June's for Easter, I stayed up for a bit longer. And one of the things that we did was we went to Chester Zoo for the day. So it was me and John, Nancy Louie, mum and dad, John, and all the kids, right? Including my niece and nephew, Felix and Stella. So we all go to the zoo. We've been around the zoo. We've had a lovely day. Elephants, lionesses, tigers. Sadly, the giraffes weren't out, which was a blow. Camels, sloths, very good fun. Spider monkeys. Honestly, just a terrific day out. And the highlight of any trip like this is, of course, the gift shop at the end, which I understand because actually they're completely not for profit. So they do need people to buy a cuddly gibbon on the way out because that's how they keep going. John took a very sharp exit. He was like, you stay here, choose the, they can all choose that. I'm going to wait outside. My dad also took that approach. So they've gone out. I can't really emphasize enough how busy the Chester Zoo gift shop was. I mean, it was Piccadilly Circus on the Friday before Christmas. You know, it was so busy. There was people everywhere. And I have to say, there were so many members of staff who were all gorgeous. They were so lovely and really helpful and directing. Like, some of them were holding signs saying, queue this way. It was very organised. At the same time, it was incredibly busy. And so the girls wanted toy flamingos, fine, sorted. And then Felix, who's four, nearly five, couldn't decide what he wanted. So I was like, okay, like, we'll go round together. So the girls are with mum, they get in the queue, and we're trying to find something. And Felix, understandably, he's completely overwhelmed by the people, the produce, the fact that he could go home with any of these items. It's all a bit much, right? Anyway, time goes on. I look up, June's at the till. So I was like, come on, Felix, let's go over. Went over to the till, turn round, where's Felix? I've lost Felix in the very, very, very busy gift shop. So I start looking and I'm sort of looking around. Also, for some reason, I had this enormous bag on my back and I don't know why I didn't hand that to John and say, you take this bag while you wait outside. So I'm looking and like, you know, so I'm looking and going around corners and everything. Anyway, this probably went on for a minute and then I spotted him and he was holding the hand of this absolutely lovely security guard who turned around. Felix was like, Sarah! And I was like, oh, there you are, I found him. Anyway, I said to him, I said, Felix, did you go up to her? And she said, no, she came up to me and said, are you lost? And Felix said, yes. And then she said, who are we looking for? And he said, Sarah. And then she said, what does she look like? And Felix, my beloved nephew, said to this lady, she's got blonde hair and a big white face. That was the description of me that was given. And it's, I mean, it's surprisingly accurate. That's what came to mind when he thought of me, when he pictured me in his mind to describe me. Blonde hair and a big white face. I might actually change my Instagram bio to that. He then did choose the aforementioned cuddly gibbon, which had a bit of Velcro so you could attach it behind the back of your neck. We called it Billy Gibbon. I mean, just joy, pure joy there from the visit to the zoo. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for listening. I love you very much and I will see you next time for Elevenses with me.